Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Irv Shapiro is our new guest, our new friend, and the CEO of If By Telephone. That's the name of his company, If By Telephone. And it's a cloud computing telephony company. And he's here to talk to us a little bit about some of the new things that are coming at us in the clouds. Irv, welcome to the show.
Well, thank you very much. And the name is If By Phone. It's a little simpler.
If By Phone.
IFBYPHONE. And an easy way to remember that, Jim, is one if by land, two if by sea, three if by phone.
That wasn't lost on me. No, I think it's a good play on words there. Good for you. Irv, I was telling the audience that you live in the clouds. And I said, well, you know, just before you become judgmental about that, folks, you live in the cloud too. You may not know it, you may not think about it, you may not appreciate it. But how many people who are fully functioning in the marketplace today aren't in the clouds to some degree? Everyone is to some degree. And of course, I've talked a lot about this over the years. I remember when we called it ASPs, Irv, when they were application service providers back then, right?
Yes, absolutely. But Jim, what's even more interesting is that telephones have always been in the clouds.
Yep. Off the satellites.
Well, no, even more than that, telephones have always been in the network. There's always been an external company, something outside of your business, that you were using in order to obtain telephones.
Well said, Irv. I hadn't thought about that because the switch and all the other stuff is not in your handset. It's somewhere in a network somewhere.
That is exactly
And we've always had the backbone of, I say always, since Alexander Graham Bell, we've had the backbone, haven't we?
Right. So, in fact, any company that historically we would call a utility was in the clouds.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in the clouds is just the new buzzword for hosted or network. Remember back in the 80s, AT&T had a commercial saying the network is the system?
Right.
Well, that was, in essence, a commercial about cloud-based services. We just had a different name for it.
Absolutely. And I'm glad you pointed that out. And of course, we didn't think of it as being in the cloud because we knew it was going over. We were all hardwired. It was all over twisted copper. And it always amazed us that, you know, that we could transmit with just a little bit of a very low voltage. We could transmit our voices as far away as we do over some twisted copper wires, and all the connections would somehow get made. Today, the big difference between the old cloud and the new cloud is the new cloud now really is virtual, isn't it? It's not over twisted copper as much.
Well, and there's another big difference. And that is, if you think of the computer side of things, when we had hosted computers, or going back even further, time-shared computers, as a business, you would purchase time on a particular machine.
Mm-hmm.
And if that machine was fully used up, you couldn't get any more time. You couldn't run more programs.
Right.
You couldn't go faster. Today, the revolution, the evolution of cloud computing is elastic.
Mm-hmm.
What that means is that the technology is advanced, so you're no longer limited to the resources, to the capabilities of a single box, of
mm-hmm.
a single computer. And so if you're using a resource that's cloud-based, you can expand over and over and over again without limitations.
Right.
And that's the major difference between clouds today and computer hosting or networks in the past.
Or being so hardwired.
Yes, that's part of it. But,
yeah.
You know, we've always used soft-wired devices. Think about radio. Think about television.
Right.
Think
I do it every,
short,
I do. I've been doing it for 12, Been doing it for 12 and a half years, exactly. And somebody's been doing it for over 100 years.
That's exactly right, Jim.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, well said. No, exactly. And so it's which I think is one of the reasons why so many people have adopted the, what we call the modern cloud computing without even realizing that they were doing it.
That's very, very true.
And we've accepted it. We've allowed it to, we've internalized it and allowed it to become part of our operations very easily, and we just didn't realize what was going on.
And, you know, it's another way to put it is it's just using a resource that you can't see.
Right.
And we do that every single day in many, many different ways. When we deal with service vendors and other vendors, you have an accountant. He takes your documents from your business. He carries them back to their office. There's a staff that works on it.
Mm-hmm.
That's sort of like a people cloud.
Right.
So cloud computing is nothing scary at all. And it's really not all that new. It's just that so we can all sell more of it, we've changed the name.
But now your company is all about cloud telephony.
It is.
So what's new under the sun about what you do then?
Well, what we do is very different because we're not a telephone company. We will not sell you what's called dial tone. So if you want a phone for your office and you pick it up and you make calls, we're not in that business.
Right.
So the question is, how can you be in providing telephone stuff and not provide the telephone? Well, the reason is we are really the first of a whole new breed of companies that provides programs, applications, features, telephone companies call them features, for telephones, even though we don't control the telephone. So I'll give you a very simple example. Let's say your business wants to have a toll-free number. And when your customers call in, you give them the option to check on the status of their shipment. Because Mary Jane has been spending 40% of her time every day just answering calls from customers about when their sofas are going to be delivered.
Mm-hmm.
So we can provide you a toll-free number. When someone calls that toll-free number, it can check your website automatically and tell the caller when their sofa is going to ship. And then if they want to talk to somebody, it can ring your office phone.
And you're not saying that this is your main line into your company. You're saying this is a number customers are given, or they know this there, if they know what they want and they don't need to talk to somebody, they just need an answer.
That's absolutely true.
Hold on to that thought. Irv Shapiro, ladies and gentlemen. His company is called If By Phone. And we're going to talk about this some more. We're going to talk about how all this works, folks. These are the kinds of efficiencies and capabilities that's really leveling the playing field for small business owners, and I hope you'll pay attention. Stay with us, 20F. Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure. I'm Jim Blassingame. And my website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there. You got 5 seconds, 15 minutes, anything in between on any topic under the Small Business Sun. The articles, the archives, the Brain Trust members, lots and lots of stuff there. And it's all for you. It's all about you. And, of course, if you don't forget also to subscribe to my free newsletter. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon by email. And also, we have a poll question on our homepage every week, a different one. This week is about the tax cuts. Should the tax cuts be extended at the end of the year? They're set to expire. Or should they be allowed to expire? What are your thoughts? We'd like to know that. And that's coming. That's right on the homepage. When you click on your answer, you'll be given the results of the poll so far. So check that out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And I'm on Twitter. If you're there, you want to follow me, I'm at Jim Blassingame. Irv Shapiro is our guest. He's the CEO of If By Phone, which is a cloud computing phone application service. Am I saying that right, Irv?
You're absolutely right. And
give us the website.
The website is www.ifbyphone, ifbyphone.com.
Ifbyphone.com. And now you were telling us a little bit ago, about, you know, one of the things that I've been telling my audience for a long time is the technology to allow small business owners to have all the little incremental pieces of power that the big companies have had for generations is now coming down. It's getting more granular. The pricing is more incremental. The applications are more tailored to small business owners. And your company is a perfect example of what I've been telling small businesses about and encouraging them to incorporate these, because it makes you, it allows you to be a small business with all the charm and the lovability, but also with the efficiencies and the customer care applications. Go ahead and tell us about it.
That's exactly right, Jim. So another example of what we can do for a business. Today, 1 out of 10 Americans, or almost 1 out of 10, is out of work. 1 out of 17 is working less than they would like. If you're a small business in town and the recession's starting to end for your business and you're not sure if you need full-time staff or not, we have a wonderful solution for you. You come to the If I Phone website and you can set up a virtual call center with your neighbor. So you can set up a telephone number, and it even can be your main company number. You can set up a telephone number. When people call in to, let's say, make a sale or ask about service, you can dynamically route those calls to people's homes. People can ask.
So you're giving them a, you're giving them a cloud switch.
That is exactly right.
A cloud switch, what we used to call a switch.
That's exactly right. So
now does the customer calling in ever, do they get a recording first, or can they get a person and do that?
They can get a person immediately. They can get a recording first. That's something you decide.
I like that, see, because I'll tell you, Irv, I'm just old-fashioned enough, and I'll never change this, I promise you. I'm just old-fashioned enough to believe that small business owners need a human being to answer their phone, unless the customer knows that, like you said earlier, about the 800 number just to check on my order. Unless I know that's what I want, if I'm just calling in to see if I want to do business with you, I think small business owners need humans.
Right, and but with the cost of real estate and people being concerned about expanding,
yep,
this is a wonderful way to expand your business a little bit at a time.
For example, let me give you an example. Let's see if this works. We may be looking for new talent here, and that person's very likely going to live somewhere else.
Very true.
But we still want them to be part of our telephone network. We want to be able to pass calls to them back and forth. Is that what you guys do?
We absolutely can do that. And what's even more exciting is you can have a dashboard, or your engineer can have a little dashboard that's just a website they can go to, and they can see who's on each call. They can see who's busy, who's free.
Hey, Irv, I'm a small business owner. I'm the engineer. You're talking to the engineer.
I understand.
Most small business owners are nodding their heads out there right now.
I understand completely.
So you can see who's on first, what's on second, right?
Absolutely true. Absolutely true. And this all works without buying any equipment at all.
Yeah.
So you can set up this virtual call center, sort of, that's made up of your neighbors and friends. You set schedules for them.
Yeah.
So Sally wants to work from 9 to 2, and Jim is going to work from 1 to 3.
This isn't about. Phone over IP, right? I mean,
This is real phone.
This is applying it to your hardwired phone.
That is exactly right. And you know what's exciting about that, Jim, is that if you have Mary working from home, taking calls for your business,
right,
and she was on one of these VoIP phones, which are great technology, new technology is wonderful, but she's on a VoIP phone, and her son, Jimmy, starts downloading YouTube videos, all of a sudden her voice quality gets terrible.
Oh, really?
They're sharing.
Yeah, because they're sharing. Right.
They're sharing that same cable modem.
Right.
But if I send a call to Mary on her plain old telephone, which is the most reliable phone around, think about how often a phone call drops on your home phone.
Almost
it
never.
It doesn't.
Yeah.
Right.
Hey,
Irv,
I've got to wrap
technology.
It up. They can find out more about the features on your website, right?
Absolutely.
Ifbyphone.com. You got competitors, too, though, right?
We do.
Okay,
we do.
Folks, so check out the industry, but start with Irv and see what he has to say. Thanks, Irv, for being here. Will you come back another day?
I'd be delighted to talk tech with you anytime.
Thanks a lot. Irv Shapiro, ladies and gentlemen, ifbyphone.com. Check it out. Good stuff. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back.
Where it's you. Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.